Hello, this is Natasha Smith, and today we'll be speaking with Kimberly Forsyth, founder of the Tyler Foundation, a Japan-based nonprofit organization helping children with cancer. Kimberly, what led you to start up such a foundation?
Right. Well, I've been living in Japan for 18 years, and my second child, Tyler, was born, and at 1 month he was diagnosed with infant leukemia, a very difficult-to-cure leukemia. He was in hospital for 2 years, and we sadly lost our battle with...
I'm sorry.
With cancer, thank you. But we decided to take what was a rather negative situation and turn it into something very positive for other children. And so it's really Tyler that inspired us to create this organization.
And what exactly does the foundation do?
First, with patients, we provide emotional support in the area of counseling, educational support, entertainment in the hospital. For the families, we also provide counseling, mothers' groups, medical education for the parents and families. We're bringing therapy dogs in. We're bringing some programs overseas, something called Beads of Courage. We provide nursing scholarships for advanced nursing studies and also provide some research grants for cancer research.
Do you feel enough is being done for cancer research in Japan?
In general, the problem with most cancer research is that it's money-driven, and ultimately some of the most promising and least damaging cures may not necessarily bring companies and drug companies the most money. So, therefore, you have two things at odds. You have a group of people who are working very hard to find a cure, but you have those cures maybe are only going to be targeted for a very, very small number of people. Therefore, it's not financially viable for pharmaceutical companies or research organizations to fund that kind of research that actually could produce the very best results.
You mentioned Beads of Courage. Can you explain what that is?
This is a program started in the U.S., and it sounds very simple. Basically, a cancer patient, a child, is given various beads for each event in their cancer treatment, for each round of chemotherapy, radiation, each little operation, everything. And it's not a reward. It actually paints a story of their entire journey. And this was run as a research project also. It was started by a pediatric oncology nurse, and there are now years and years of research backing this, that the power it gives the children to say, I've come this far, okay, I've got to do this bit more, but I can do it. Look how much I've done already. And just having the will to continue to fight sometimes is difficult. But when they see this picture of their journey, it's very powerful.
Kim Forsyth, thanks so much for sharing your story with us. The best of luck with your foundation.
Thanks very much, Natasha.
Questions. Number 26. What does Kimberly say about cancer research in Japan? Number 27. What is the purpose of the Beads of Courage program? Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.